The century evolves, and while Garrotxa consolidates an industry of traditional products, such as saints, manger figures, baratins or terracotta heads, the new novecentismo spirit begins to flutter. In the corner room which we now enter, we find a series of sculptures that explain the transformation of modernist sensibility into novecentismo. Two female busts by Josep Clara show the change of a post-romantic and decadent aesthetic, a modernist approach, into the new way of doing in the novecentismo, where the classicist and Mediterranean reference will be imposed. In this room, we also discover works by other sculptors, such as Claret, Casanovas, or Gargallo. All this was a consequence, once again, of the industrial and commercial dynamics so typical of the city. In Oulot, there was the Barbary foundry, of great prestige throughout Europe, and many were the artists who took the plaster pieces so that once the molds were made, they became bronze statues destined for the public space. This way, the capital of Garrotxa originated a great deal of the process involved in sculptural creation, from the education and training of young artists to the final phase of the metal foundry. It was not by chance that important national figures of sculpture were born in Oulot.